Chapter 2. A Spine-Chilling Discovery. Princess Twilight Sparkle strode into the castle library with confidence. She prided herself on knowing the location of all the titles on the shelves. Somehow, each page tended to leave little imprints on both her heart and mind. It didn't matter if the topic in question was cooking carrots, magic spells, or even underwater basket weaving. If Twilight had read it, she remembered it. It was only natural that the solution she sought in rescuing the potion book might be found in one of her precious ancient tomes. And she knew just the one that could help save the potion-making book. It's called Primrose the Prescience Protection and Prophecies, Twilight called over her shoulder with a smile. I don't suppose you've heard of it.
That would be a big no, Sweetie Belle replied as she trotted behind Twilight.
She leaned her head back as her eyes scanned the rows upon rows of books. The young unicorn silently marveled at how Twilight could find anything in this room at all. Well, it's a fantastic book of spells and predictions. If I recall correctly, Primrose designed a protection especially for the written word. It's incredibly advanced, but I've wanted to try it for ages. Now is the perfect time. Twilight stopped short. Sweetie Belle was looking in the other direction and bumped right into the princess for the second time that day. Sweetie Belle blushed red with embarrassment.
Rarity was right. I really am all hooves these days.
She looked down at the library floor with a tiny sigh. Growing up was tough business sometimes. But Twilight didn't mind the scuffle. She was much too focused on the task at hoof, squinting intensely at the tippity-top shelf.
There it is! Third from the left!
Twilight Sparkle smiled as she summoned her magic. A glowing energy sparkled from her unicorn horn. It surrounded the golden book, pulled it out, and delivered it gently to the two ponies below. It wasn't long before Twilight Sparkle found what she was looking for within the yellowing pages. The Shield of Wisdom, she mumbled to herself, scanning the page. Crucial for protecting knowledge one holds dear. Huh. That means the books in Ponyville would definitely count.
Will it work? Can you fix the other book?
Sweetie Belle asked as her eyes filled with hope. She wanted this whole ordeal to be over so she could stop feeling so guilty about ruining Twilight's potion book.
I think so.
At first glance, the spell seemed complex, but Twilight was finally nearing a level of magical study that would allow for her to attempt it. Many recent hours logged practicing magic and teaching Starlight Glimmer about friendship had not only sharpened her teaching skills, but honed her ability to focus her magic in a new, exciting way.
I'll just go over it a few times first.
Twilight trotted over to the reading stand and propped the book open on it. Shafts of golden sunlight streamed in through the tall, arched window and illuminated the words on the page. Twilight slid her hoof down the page as she recited the spell in her mind, thinking of her intention. In order to perform a spell correctly, a pony couldn't just read it aloud and expect things to work instantaneously. The crux of magical skill that most ponies didn't understand was that it took time. A wizard must get to know and own their spells before expecting them to work. After whispering it a few times to get the rhythm of the words down, Twilight was beginning to feel that something was missing. The lilt of the stanzas and the flow of the language felt odd on her tongue. Twilight Sparkle flipped to the next page. Her eyes landed on it, and she couldn't suppress a dramatic gasp.
Did it work, Twilight?
Sweetie Belle leaned over Twilight's shoulder for a closer look.
Is the knowledge of Ponyville protected now?
No, I'm afraid not.
Twilight shook her head dejectedly.
The Shield of Wisdom must be completed on the autumnal equinox. But that's coming up soon, isn't it? Sweetie Belle reasoned. She bit her lip and counted the days in her mind. Right before the running of the leaves. We'll just do it then. Unfortunately, there's another hitch as well. Twilight pointed to the page. Ink had appeared all over it, obscuring most of the words. Turns out that the one book that can help us save the others is also in need of rescue. Wow, that's pretty ironic, Sweetie Belle commented, eyeing the large ink stain. It seemed to pulse with a prismatic sheen. What should we do now? There's only one thing to do. Twilight closed the book and placed it in a nearby saddlebag. She looked out the window, beyond Ponyville to the rolling green hills in the distance. I must find another copy of Primrose's Protections and Prophecies before it's too late. Sweetie Belle thought of the eerie quality to the ink stain. Maybe it was already too late.